Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. And now, Phil Corman works with a lot of local heroes, and I don't usually hear him playing favorites too much. And maybe I'm going too far to say that it's a playing favorites, but our guest is Maureen Dempsey, who's the chair of the market committee for the Florence Farmers Market. And if it's not your favorite, Phil, it seems like you certainly have a soft spot in your heart for this particular farmers market. Why is that?
All right, I'm a homie. That's what it is. It's the closest market to me. I can walk it in under 20 minutes. I love it because it's unassuming and practical and has such a wide range of great stuff. And I can then just carry it and walk back home.
That is nice. It's very convenient. And that can be a big motivator. And it's why it's important to have farmers markets in lots of different communities. Florence, of course, is part of Northampton. And Northampton has many farmers markets. But tell me about the genesis of the Florence Farmers Market, Maureen, which I believe you've been with since the beginning, right?
Yes. So we've been there for about 28 years.
Unbelievable.
It started out, the Northampton downtown Saturday market had been operating for 40 years, and people just wanted to have a midweek market where they would have another place to sell their produce. They didn't have to wait from Saturday to Saturday, but farmers could then pick and sell their produce in a midweek. So we approached the Florence Civic and Business Association, and they offered us use of the lot at the Civic Center, and we've been going since then.
Is this what you do full-time now, or is this still like a volunteer position that you've had for the better part of three decades?
Yeah, this is a volunteer position. It's all volunteer-run. The market is run by the farmers who attend.
And you run it differently than some of the other markets.
Yeah, a lot of markets have, they're associated with a nonprofit or a business that supports them and does all the work for the market, does the behind the scenes, the setup and the coordination. But this market has stayed a vendor-run market. We have a vendor committee, we have a secretary, we have a treasurer, and people who do social media and the advertising, and then I kind of coordinate everything, and it's all volunteer by the farmers who attend.
Can you just share a little bit, if I come to the market next Wednesday, what kinds of vendors are there? What kind of food will I be able to buy for my table?
So right now, we have seven vendors that are currently attending for the month of May. A lot of plants, big variety of plants, from perennial flowers to annual flowers to anything you could want to put in your garden to grow as a vegetable garden, besides also hanging plants and things like that. Plus, we have asparagus, we have local rhubarb, we have a vendor who sells mushrooms, oyster mushrooms. And then we have a baker also who sells locally produced bread in Florence. And we also have meat. We currently have a farm from Windsor, Mass, who sells lamb and pork, so you can get your meat. And she also makes homemade granola, which is very good. People seem to like that. And then in June, we'll have another vendor that starts coming from Conway, and they sell beefalo, which is, I guess, a cross between bison and a beef animal, and people really like that. They often sell out of their steaks. They also sell maple products, so they'll be there with their maple products. And then we'll also have a beekeeper from Florence in June.
And Maureen, can you share a little bit of the journey of the last 28 months that the market was open throughout the whole pandemic?
Yes, we were open through the pandemic, and we again thank the Florence Civic and Business Association for allowing us to set up there during the pandemic. We had to function as every other retail business did in the city of Northampton with all of the COVID regulations. So it was a little bit more work in that we had to set up more of an infrastructure to have the market function, extra stands and signage and things to have the market function under COVID. But it did, and it did, with working with the Board of Health, it did function very well. And one of the things I have to say about the city or the neighborhood of Florence is we had several people just volunteer, not get paid, to show up every week and stand at the entrance of the market to allow people to come in and make sure they were masked and hand sanitized and count the number of people coming into the market, because we were just the way all the other businesses had to do during the pandemic. But we had volunteers who did that from the neighborhood right in Florence to allow us to be able to function.
Speaking with Maureen Dempsey, who is from Intervale Farm, but also the chair of the market committee for the Florence Farmers Market. 28 years is seemingly like you might have been one of the first ones in the valley, right? You mentioned, however, the Northampton downtown one was going,
right,
and then Florence gets at least a second Northampton-based farmers market going. Are you one of the earliest ones, or how many other farmers markets were going at that time when you started?
I think when we started, certainly in the city of Northampton, I believe it was just the downtown Saturday market and then us. And a lot of the vendors from the Saturday market came to the Wednesday market because that was the original intent. We want a midweek market to sell our products. So it was just those two initially, but then there have been more that have added since then.
There was an article that came out a couple of years ago claiming that there was a glut of farmers markets in the Valley. What's your take on that? Because there are even now individual neighborhoods like Florence that have their own farmers markets, and there's one in almost every community. Is there a glut, and is that a bad thing if there is?
I understand that there has been a huge profusion of farmers markets, which is also why several years ago, the city of Northampton put together a committee to form a policy about farmers markets, of which many of the vendors from Florence Farmers Market served on that committee and worked with the business community to make sure that, okay, we're going to have farmers markets, but we don't want to have so many that it then becomes difficult for people to make a living at it because there's too much competition. I served on that committee too with the city of Northampton and came up with a policy. So that was helpful. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, if people want to do a farmer's market, they want to set it up, they're going to do it. But I think the important thing about like Florence and downtown Northampton is you have to have a consistency. You know, you have to go every week, whether it's raining, whether it's 95 degrees, and then your customers continue to come. And one thing I feel about Florence is we have a very steady base of customers that come every week. And I think that helps both the market and hopefully the community too.
And one great thing the market does is it does take SNAP and it does take now the Healthy Incentive Program or HIP.
Yes, we see a lot of customers that come through wanting to use their SNAP and their HIP benefits, and we advertise it and try to help people understand how the program works. And we do. We get a lot of people that come through wanting to use their SNAP benefits.
So that's the irony we still have. We have a food stamp or SNAP program federally. Massachusetts is a leader to add another benefit on top of that. So it's state funded. And yet it's not state government that explains this to food stamp or SNAP recipients. It's farmers.
We do a lot of explaining. And I had someone just yesterday that came and didn't understand the program. And we, you know, after we explained it to her, she was very excited that she could use her benefits at the market.
And it's essentially like a reimbursement for the money that you spend on healthy vegetables. It gets added back to your card. So it's incentive to buy these healthy foods, a healthy incentive program. It is revolutionary and exciting. It was so popular that it almost ran out of money the first time around. And luckily our legislators have been backing it. It's been quite successful. Maureen Dempsey, who's the chair of the market committee for Florence Farmers Market, but also from Intervale Farm, what are you bringing to the Florence Farmers Market this Wednesday?
So this Wednesday, we will have a huge variety of plants, herbs, a lot of herbs, plants. We'll have fresh farm eggs. We'll have asparagus. And we'll have rhubarb.
And keeping room for the strawberries in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait.
Right. Strawberries in a couple of weeks. They're all in bloom. I'll get in bloom now, but pretty soon.
Maureen Dempsey from the Florence Farmers Market and from Intervale Farm, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. You can find out about all of the local heroes and the farmers markets, even ones that aren't Phil Corman's favorites, if you go to buylocalfood.org.